News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to the Minister for Defence, Helen McEntee, about the deployment of the Defence Forces in aid to the civil power and when we are going to see them, if we are going to see them actually do anything. We're also going to be talking to James Gagan about that meeting that is apparently due to happen this afternoon. Government sources say there isn't an invite for protesters, but protesters say, yeah, we're invited, we're going. Before that, let's have a check around what's happening in the various different key flashpoints of that protest, starting with Foynes and the Foynes fuel terminal there. Josh Crosby, News Talk reporter, has been on site from the very wee small hours. Josh, how are things progressing?
Yes, so the rain has come in Foynes, but it's not turning away any of the protesters. There are around 40 standing out at the entrance and more sitting in from it in their tractors, trucks, vans and cars. I actually just met a young man who works in the port. He was making his way into work and I asked him, look, what's the mood like inside with his own colleagues? And he said it's somber. He said he's a farmer himself, so when he finishes his shift, he comes out and stands with the protesters at night. I said it must be a strange week at work. And he said, look, he said he has to come into work to pay for the diesel to put into his tractor at home. We heard Ella reporting from O'Connell Street there in the past hour and how the organisers there want all demands met or they're not leaving Dublin City. I put this to the guys here and I said, carbon tax gone? And they said yes on green diesel. So look, it's yet to be seen what moves are made here in Foynes on this fourth day of protest. But for now, there is no fuel leaving.
Thank you very much, Josh. And a lot of texts coming in along those lines saying, morning, Anton. The spokespeople have been saying all along that if they get a meeting, they would lift the blockades. Not happening, apparently. Well, Jamie O'Hara is at the Irving Oil Refinery at Whitegate in East Cork. Are they beginning to disperse now on news of this meeting, Jamie?
Anton, good morning. No, there's, if anything, more people are coming. It's still a small gathering here. There was a very large gathering here last night. There must have been hundreds. But this morning, there's probably 50 or 60 people here. There's people that stayed over, you know, they stayed here overnight. The chip van is still closed. But I was talking to some people here and, you know, they were pointing out, we're looking at trucks, and I was asking about the size of the tanks in particular trucks, and they said that a truck that would have costed them €1,500 to fill is now costing them €2,000 to fill, and they're just saying it's just not sustainable. They were also keen to point out as well that the access road to Irving Oil Refinery is open, and they're not actually fully blocking it. A gas truck has just come out of there that will be used for the actual manufacturer in the plant itself. That truck, I saw it earlier pull in, it pulled out again, nobody stood in its way, nobody blocked it. So a protest here, but I suppose they're, you know, the staff are still coming in and out of the refinery.
Jamie, thank you. Jamie O'Hara there in Whitegate Tech saying the protesters reportedly insisted they would stand down immediately if the government agreed to a meeting. Now they have completely gone against that. How can they expect to hold the country to ransom and be taken seriously, says a texter saying they are in Westport. Well, in Galway is Maggie Chambers, who is at the Galway Fuel Depot. Maggie, of course, from iRadio. Maggie, what's the latest?
Morning, Anton. So the latest here is that I've been told three nominated spokespeople from this protest are gone up to Dublin today in hopes of meeting the government. So they were holding their cards close to their chest earlier on. But when Ella said that John Dallin is meeting them, they admitted it. But they're also of the opinion a meeting is not enough and they will not leave until all of their requests are met, including no carbon tax on green diesel. They're still holding the position at the entrance here. They're stopping fuel trucks from entering, though they say none have arrived since yesterday morning, just before 8 o'clock. These protesters really aren't planning on leaving anytime soon. All the food has been moved into a welfare unit to keep it chilled. And they say they will protest throughout the weekend if they have to. There are about 40 people here now, which is probably the largest crowd I have seen gathered here. But I have been told there was around 600 or 700 people here last night after a video asking for support gathered a lot of views online. It's very cold here as well. It really is a coastal area. So everyone is just gathered around the fire and one man has started singing Christy Moore to keep the spirits up. But the main message here is that these protesters are in it for the long haul and all until all their demands are met and given.
Maggie, thank you very much. Maggie Chambers there from iRadio at the Galway Fuel Depot. And of course, those demands now, according to John Dallin, are that they have to have a direct meeting with Simon Harris, that the carbon tax has to be abolished and the cap on fuel has to be put in place. And he said that to Ella Anderson a little earlier on this morning. And Ella, of course, is in O'Connell Street. Ella, have you gotten any further confirmation that this meeting is actually happening?
Good morning, Anton. It's only gotten more confusing here on O'Connell Street in Dublin. Just before I spoke to you earlier, I chatted with John Dallin, who had told me that they were, in fact, meeting with the government. They were keeping it close to their chest, as some of our reporters have been saying. But he did confirm it to me, and he told me a little bit about who they wanted to meet.
There is, yeah. Now, how successful it'll be, I don't know. But I think the proper challenge we need to be going down is meeting the Minister of Finance. That's the only way this will be resolved. That's basically it. Like, we need to see the Minister of Finance. We're going into the Minister of Agriculture, but I don't think that's enough. He's not going to have the answers we want.
Ella, thank you very much. That is Ella Anderson reporting for us there from O'Connell Street. Well, let's try to clear up some of the confusion with James Gagan, who is farmer and PRO of the fuel price protest. So far, James, what we're hearing is three protesters in Galway are saying they're heading up to Dublin to attend this meeting. And John Dallin says that either he or you, I think, is at it. Who invited you and who's going?
We got the call last night from John Connolly, Fianna Fáil TD from Galway. We got invited to the meeting in Leinster House today. So it all happened reasonably quick last night. So it'll be myself and John Dallin, and the Galway contingent have their representatives as well. And it was like the first phone call I got to negotiate was yesterday. It was actually by our own Westmead TD, which is Robert Troy. So Robert had a good conversation with me yesterday evening, and then John Connolly came back there about probably 8:30, 8:15, and confirmed that he had the meeting organised for today in the afternoon
and
at Leinster House.
Meeting with who, James?
As far as I'm aware, this meeting was already set up for other stakeholders like the Road Haul Association and IFA and FCI to meet today. I think this meeting was already set earlier in the week. So that is the meeting that was set earlier in the week, and we will be part of that meeting now today.
So this is the meeting that they had pre-scheduled with the Minister for Agriculture?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you had maintained from the outset that once you got a meeting, this was all over. So is it over now?
It's not over yet, for a simple reason. We don't trust the government at any stage now, at this stage. And we've spoken to the other people from around the other protests around the country. We had several meetings yesterday evening. We had several meetings during the night. And we had several meetings this morning. I got 2 hours sleep last night. And the word coming back from around the ground is, after the way Micheál Martin disrespected everyone in the last few days, he is not to be trusted ever again. And
so all of those, so just to be clear, all of those promises that said, we get a meeting, this ends, you're now going back on that?
We have actually reduced the protest. We're allowing out more fuel today. We have lifted some of the blockades off the ports.
That wasn't the promise though, James, was it?
The things changed very quickly in this because we didn't get the meeting until 9 last night, and at that stage it was very late for us to and then I was going on television there last night, so I didn't have time to consult with everybody last night at that stage.
But this was a very clear position. I mean, all the way through, they're very clear. If we get this meeting, if we get to talk to government, we stop. And now you've gotten what you wanted, and the answer is actually we're not stopping.
We pulled back last night off O'Connell Street. We let we opened up the quays last night, so we let the traffic flow to the docks last night, and literally hundreds of lorries flowed in last night. We lifted the protest off the port.
So James, I was in O'Connell Street at 5 o'clock this morning, and it's neck deep in tractors and trucks.
The world has gone down to allow out fuel for heating oil and emergency services.
So what's the new demands?
So frustrated. Pardon?
What are the new demands?
Well, to be honest, there's some demands that are basically confidential at this stage. But
how do you mean confidential demands?
Well, the demands that we're putting to government this evening. And possibly we will do another press release there, maybe at 10 o'clock when we have another meeting got this morning, because to be honest, there hasn't been much sleep last night.
But you're now setting demands that you want to be met before you end this protest, but you won't say what those demands are.
Well, the main four demands are that the carbon tax is removed on agriculture diesel, there's a cap on agriculture diesel price, and there's a cap on white diesel price, and there's a cap on kerosene. That's the four main demands. And there is a couple of other demands going in now, going in along with those.
And why will you not tell us what those are, James?
Well, one of the main demands is that the laws that Eamon Ryan passed to close down any exploration of oil off the west coast of Ireland, because we have been contacted by exploration companies who have told us how much oil is off the west coast of Ireland, and it was Eamon Ryan who knocked it on the head. And that has to be looked at again now.
And is there another?
And revisited for the good of the nation.
Is there
we
another?
We have enough oil off the west coast of Ireland to do this country for a long, long time, and it's capped. So that has to be lifted. But it's not much point in Eamon Ryan talking about being environmental friendly, and we waiting for oil to come up to the Strait of Hormuz, which takes 6 weeks, and we have an ocean full of it off the west coast of Ireland.
Okay, I'm conscious, James, that I have the Minister for Defence on the way, and I want to speak to her in a second. But so let me just be clear on the demands that, as you now stand, as I understand it, what you are saying is this protest now will not end until there is a meeting with the Minister for Finance, the carbon tax is abolished, there is a cap on fuel, and oil exploration off the west coast is reopened. Is that right?
We will be looking for the Dáil to be recalled this evening or tonight. We will be looking for the Dáil to be recalled. This has to be rubber stamped.
Now, John Connolly, TD, has been in touch with the programme to say that he denies ever inviting you to that meeting.
Well, I was talking to him on the phone last night.
Sorry, I should clarify that. Sorry, just to clarify, he hasn't been in touch directly with us. That's the word from government sources. So he is saying that he didn't invite you. You're saying he did.
Well, he did on a phone call to me last night.
James, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is James Gagan, who is farmer and PRO of the Fuel Price Protest, with us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.